Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You gotta love this, Lee.
What's that?
From Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous and Imprisoned.
Okay.
God. Headline, okay? Ready for this?
I'm ready.
Harvey Weinstein, convicted rapist, hires a prison consultant to help him prepare for jail.
Okay.
Prison consultant. I had no idea there was such a thing.
Yeah. It must be a thing.
Yes.
It must be a Hollywood thing, I guess.
I guess it is. So he hired the prison consultant to help prepare him for his time behind bars, according to his rep. This is the New York Post. The life behind bars expert. How do you get qualified for, I do not know. They didn't name him, so we don't know. Is helping Weinstein's camp with prison logistics. For example, making sure he gets the proper medical care in jail. And includes, I'm sure, valuable advice like, whatever you do, do not bend over to get the soap.
All right.
Just wash off with the water. Okay, so anyway, there you go. The consultant was hired as a precautionary measure. Weinstein apparently has diabetes and a very bad back, so he wants to make sure he could navigate Rikers. Oh, Rikers. Hmm. Navigate Rikers and get medical care while in the clink.
Oh, there's no way I can have any sympathy. I'm sorry.
Oh, I have none whatsoever. I think it's hilarious. By the way, I was dismayed to hear that the Charleston killer, whose name I never say.
Yeah.
Because he wanted fame.
Yeah.
Was offering to dispatch himself through a hunger strike. Because I was like, oh, wow, great savings to the state. But then, unfortunately, he's off the hunger strikes.
So. Well, that's in a federal prison.
The
Fed stepped in because of federal hate crime legislation and tried this scumbag. And I'm sorry, this is one of my oppositions to federal hate crime. The state of South Carolina is perfectly capable of prosecuting this scumbag and putting him exactly where he belongs. And that's on a death sentence. And, of course, the feds had to step in because we've got to have federal hate crimes because we can't trust things to the state like that. And, you know, I'm sorry. There is no doubt in my mind that the state of South Carolina could very easily have done this all alone without any help from the feds. I can't find anybody who would defend the actions of this murderer who goes into a church and kills, you know, these brothers and sisters in Christ. Regardless of the race, makes no difference. And it gets me mad at the federal government for the way that they step into the sovereignty of the states. And this is a prime example of it.
Yes, absolutely. Well, a shame that the hunger strike has ended, but, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
We have hope for the
wish
future.
Wish we could have continued.
Yes, so cost-saving measures. Anyway, so moving on. Yeah, this yesterday, if you take nothing else away from this show, understand how the media manipulates you. This isn't even news anymore. This is just mass manipulation for partisan gain at this point. Dr. Nancy Messonnier, the only thing she works for CDC. She's like a mid-level CDC. She's in charge of a relatively small department inside the CDC. And the CDC is run by Health and Human Services. Okay, so yesterday, Alex Azar, the head of the Health and Human Services Department, her boss, comes out and says, basically, we've essentially got this coronavirus thing under control for now. For now, okay? It was cautiously optimistic. This wench decides to hold her own press conference, impromptu. No. Because she got liberal privilege. She'd do whatever she wants. She's Rod Rosenstein's sister.
Really?
Wrap your minds around that. Yeah, all the hysterical talking points that you're going to hear today come from her own press conference, which she held in a dueling press conference with her boss to undermine him and make the Trump administration look bad on this. So she said she whooped up the hysteria yesterday. Says this whole coronavirus thing could be severe. We're asking the American public to work with us to prepare for expectations. This could be bad. I understand the whole situation may seem overwhelming and the disruption to everyday life may be severe, but these are things people need to start thinking about now. The media went wild and completely ignored her boss. You know the guy running the coronavirus task force for the country? That guy? Completely ignored him. Okay. She's Rod Rosenstein's sister. Who's Rod Rosenstein? Rod Rosenstein, she's got a good reason to want to whoop up, you know, foment, Trump right out of office, because Rod Rosenstein signed that FISA warrant. You know, the one with the 17 cases of perjury? Mm-hmm. Rod Rosenstein was the number two at the Justice Department who advised Trump to fire Comey and then launched the Mueller investigation because Trump fired Comey. All of this, of course, obviously to cover up for his own perjury before the FISA department. So Sissy's got to help out. She's got to get this Trump guy out of there. And they can't let all you need to know about coronavirus is that 5 days ago, this market was well on track to hit 30,000. The stock market was.
Right.
And they needed to beat that down. And they saw with fake corona news that they could get it down 1,000 points in a day on Tuesday. So they doubled down on it on Wednesday. And so here she comes undermining her boss's press conference. So, I mean, listen to the hysterical nonsense that she's telling folks. She said schools should consider dividing students into smaller groups or close entirely and use internet-based teleschooling. We are asking the American public to work with us to prepare for the expectation that it could be bad. She said local communities and cities may need to modify, postpone, or cancel mass gatherings. If you're going to have surgery, just postpone elective surgery. Now is the time for businesses, hospitals, communities, and everyday people to begin preparing, she said. Okay, let's contrast that to what her boss said in the other dueling press conference yesterday.
Lou, our message...
Here we go.
We've actually contained the spread of this virus here in the United States at this point. We now have 14 cases of U.S.-identified virus here. These are cases not from bringing people back from Japan or from China, but U.S. cases, 14. We've had 14 for 2 weeks now with no change.
Just two cases of the flu spreading here. Two. And this woman screamed, batten down the hatches, close mass gatherings, close schools, shut down your business. Tanks the market yesterday. Got to keep it off that 30,000, man. No amount of destruction of other people's lives is too small or is too great to get Donald Trump out of office, especially if your brother is facing the clink.
Yeah.
Rod Rosenstein. All you need to know is who this woman's related to, and you can see why she held her own press conference. So the media completely ignored the other side of it and ran with her version.
Well, of course, because it fits the narrative. Because Rush Limbaugh was right. This is being weaponized. And not from a biological standpoint, but from a PR and political standpoint. This whole situation is being weaponized. Look, it has cost, who knows, untold billions of dollars to people that the Democrats claim that they don't care about, and actually they're Democrat donors, a lot of these Wall Street folks. But the average folks like you and I, who may have money in the market through 401k or other retirement plans or education funds or whatever, we've lost money because of this, simply because of this complete hype over something that is less deadly than the flu.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the Democrats then, of course, right on cue, as if they knew this was coming, piled on with their press conference. Listen to how, okay, after everything I just told you, right? Two actual cases of transmission in the U.S., 14 cases. That hasn't changed in 2 weeks. In other words, there was no reason for this press conference by her yesterday.
No. None.
It has been at 14 cases for 2 weeks. It's not increasing right now, thank God. And so what was the occasion for the hysterical press conference? Well, they saw on Tuesday they could bring the market down 1,000 points by talking like this. So she doubled down and did a press conference completely contradicting what her boss said. Okay, so here's how the coverage went yesterday.
The Centers for Disease Control is now advising employers and schools to think about planning for widespread disruptions like limiting travel and large meetings, allowing workers to telework, and closing schools or allowing internet school work.
We want people to be ready in terms of if we do see community spread, what would that mean to you?
This is a joke. Mm-hmm. This is just absolute phooey. And that's all it is for right now. Now, I mean, that could change. I don't know. But, okay, then they run with this bunch of bunk. And they used some of this at the debate last night. Boy, they had these talking points ready to go. It's almost like they coordinated them with Rod's sister there at the CDC or something. Anyway, that Trump fired the pandemic specialist, right? He's not taking it seriously at all. He defunded the CDC. Didn't happen. The head of his task force was on television yesterday. Everybody ignored him. He wasn't fired. He was standing in front of the camera. I mean, this is just crap. What the person who they say got fired didn't actually get fired. He quit. He was actually the head of Obama's Ebola task force, and he quit because there ain't any more Ebola. The task force dealing with coronavirus is well up and running, and they held a press conference yesterday, and everybody ignored it. Your news is so fake. So fake. But you know what the good news is? You know what I would take away with this, Lee?
Okay.
Stop what you're doing. Go buy stocks today. Because it's fake. Market's coming back up. This is a great buying opportunity.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, gonna jump on the line with listener Connor in Boiling Springs. Good morning, Connor.
Hi.
Hey there, what's up? You on your way to school?
Yeah.
Cool. What's on your mind?
You want to tell her a joke?
A Tom Steyer joke.
Oh, cool. All right. Lay it on me.
Hey, Tara.
Hey, what?
You want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Sure.
Hi, I'm Tom Steyer.
That was good. So you are you trying to tell me, Connor, that you are tired of those Tom Steyer commercials on our station?
Yes.
Well, we will do our best to get them off the air as soon as possible. That okay?
Tara, tell Tara who you're going to vote for in 2020.
I'm going to vote for
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Good for you. Good for you. Starting them early. Do you listen to the show, Connor?
Yes.
You do?
Every morning on the way to school, Tara. I'm doing parenting right. Got to expose your kids to the truth, so we appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much. And Connor, thank you so much for your phone call, sweetie. I really appreciate that. That makes my day.
Thank you.
You are welcome, and you have a great day at school. What a cutie. Love getting calls from kids. Love listening to them. 800-347-1063. Text line 71307. Although I have to say, Connor, me personally, when I hear, "Hi, I'm Tom Steyer," that's a little different for me. I hear cha-ching, 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 and I know our checks will clear here at WORG. Tom Steyer has been making my mortgage payment for a couple of months. So when he says, you know, we need housing, we need low-cost housing, that's one thing I'm going to give him. He is providing low-cost housing for those of us here who work at WORD. Okay. So we've been talking about this coronavirus, and we have completely torn apart the media reports of hysteria, batten down the hatches, don't even schedule surgeries, too dangerous, shut down the schools, might want to consider that. Yeah, that was a dueling press conference. Rod Rosenstein's sister, who works at the CDC, she's a mid-level CDC employee, decided unilaterally to hold her own press conference yesterday. Having seen that fake coronavirus hysteria would tank the market 1,000 points, as it did on Tuesday, they decided to double down on that with more hysteria. The amazing thing is, folks, from Tuesday to Wednesday, the facts on the ground of coronavirus have not changed. 14 cases. We've been there for 2 weeks. Here's the actual guy, Alex Azar, the actual guy in charge of Health and Human Services.
We've actually contained the spread of this virus here in the United States at this point. We now have 14 cases of U.S.-identified virus here. These are cases not from bringing people back from Japan or from China, but U.S. cases, 14. We've had 14 for 2 weeks right now with no change.
So why the hysteria yesterday hasn't been changed in 2 weeks? We were on the verge of hitting 30,000 in the stock market. They can't let Trump claim that. And there's other terrible things going on. They had to stop, like this. Headline, U.S. consumer confidence running even higher in February on sunny outlook. Nah, crap. They're going to start creating more jobs. This is bad. Consumer confidence, people are going to spend money to be jobs. Ugh. That's going to help Trump. We can't have, we got to wreck the economy. Anything to stop Trump. They see these metrics. They see these indices. They got to stop the streak. Telling us there was going to be a recession didn't work. So now we're all going to die of coronavirus. Except that we're not.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Good morning. Joining us now is the Sean Spicer, lately of Dancing with the Stars fame, former Trump press secretary. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Tara. How are you?
I'm doing
last
great.
Last time we were together, I was dancing too much.
I know, you were, and you did great. You did wonderful. So tell me, what do you think about this South Carolina debate last night?
Holy smokes. I mean, that was a barn burner. I was trying to keep score all night, but everyone came after Bernie for a while, and then they interjected a couple blows in Bloomberg. But I learned that Bloomberg isn't funny. I mean, he can't tell a joke. So it was pretty interesting.
Yeah, he can't take one either.
No, it was sort of an interesting moment because I think there's a lot of do or die, and South Carolina is going to play a pivotal role because I just don't see how, if Biden doesn't win by at least a few points, that he has the way a path forward that legitimately.
Yeah, and so I wonder about that because here's the thing. I'm looking at a poll right now, Sean Spicer, and here's what it shows. Okay, Bernie Sanders, this is North Carolina, not South Carolina, right? But we're going to move on to that soon. Bloomberg's at 20% North Carolina, Biden's at 20% North Carolina, and Sanders at North Carolina in North Carolina is at 20%, right? So, I mean, if Biden doesn't make it out of this race this weekend here in South Carolina, and he goes away before Super Tuesday, Bloomberg is going to blow by Bernie because he's going to pick up enough of Biden support. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm afraid for Biden to fail here.
Well, it's interesting because one of the things that sort of has to get reminded about how this all works is that if you don't get 15%, you get nothing, right? So the Democrats have this threshold that says if you don't get 15%, then you get no delegates. So right now, the fear among the Bloomberg and other folks is that Bernie, because he's well above that, and there's a lot of people below that, that it sort of almost becomes a 2 or 3 person race. Mm-hmm. But if Biden drops out, then you kind of wonder, to your point, does that all go to Bloomberg and does that make it a 2 person race? Or does someone like Klobuchar and some others pick up enough? Like, say you are at 12%, does 3 go to you? And then suddenly now you're picking up a couple delegates. But this is it really is interesting because the Clyburn nomination, endorsement, and a couple of the other endorsements that Biden's gotten are going to really be important to see whether or not they translate to votes. Because you're right, if he doesn't exceed, come in at a decent number, then I don't know how he goes forward. And then the question is, where does his support go? And I got to imagine that if you're supporting Joe Biden, you're not going to turn around and support Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, you're right. It's probably going to go Bloomberg or Klobuchar. That's my big fear. I don't know about you, Sean Spicer. Bloomberg's the one that concerns me the most, just because he's got such deep pockets.
That's right. No, I think that's fair because you look what he's done so far, which is he has basically spent $500 million in the course of, 10 weeks. But he doesn't have to engage with the media. He got dragged into these debates, meaning that he can kind of just sit back, create an image of himself, and be immune to a lot of the, and the media has not done, I don't think, any kind of a serious job of looking at the record that he's had. And so he gets a pass. And that's where I get fearful, is that he can create this image of himself as a great guy and not have to face the scrutiny of the normal candidate normally would. So I tend to agree with you. Of all the candidates, he's definitely the one that I am most concerned about. But I also think that, look, here's how I see this thing going down, and we'll know more after Super Tuesday. But because of the system that we just described, Bernie, I think, is going to get a plurality of the votes, not a majority. And then we go into Milwaukee for the Democratic Convention, and we have two choices, or they do, rather. One is you stick with the guy who's got the most, but not a majority, which is sort of a great binary choice for us going into an election. Or you end up using the superdelegates on the second ballot and take it from them, and then the base goes nuts. But it's almost, it sets up that construct, hopefully.
Hopefully. But then we saw in the exit polling, Sean Spicer, I don't know if you saw this stat, that the biggest issue for Democrats that were voting in the primaries, at least in New Hampshire in the exit polling, was no issue. It was Trump. And so this is why, you've seen this. Democrats don't really have any issues. Their ideas are half-baked because they know the only issue is Trump. And so whoever gets that nomination, doesn't even matter what they have to say at that point, because people they're going to vote for him because they want to get rid of Trump. So
yeah, but the thing about Bernie is that his constituency is a little unique in that they're not traditional Democrats because he's not a Democrat. So he's got all these young people who traditionally don't vote at very high percentages. And so if they fall off and they get all upset with the process and feel as though that there was a rigged system that stole the election from their guy, then I don't see them being motivated as much as they may not like Trump. They're not going to turn around and say, hey, we're going to go work hard for Mike Bloomberg or whomever. But I just don't see it. So in an election that's as close as these have been, I remind people that we won Michigan last time by 0.22%, which was 10,704 votes. So it's a field goal every time, and you've got to wonder, okay, how does that disenfranchisement of part of their base, hurt turnout? Because it doesn't have to be a ton; it just has to be enough.
Amen to that, Sean Spicer. Yeah, we were close in a lot of states. I mean, 100,000 votes in Florida, and I remind people all the time they stole 80,000 in the 2018 midterm.
Well,
two counties.
The thing that's right is that Pennsylvania was 0.4, Wisconsin was 0.4. So, part of what I think folks on the Republican side have to understand, and this is where I, when I talk to folks, and I, in fact, I was in, I spent the night in Greenville on Sunday night. I'd been over in Asheville, North Carolina, but I wanted to make sure I got my South Carolina time in. And I was having this conversation with folks, and I was like, look, the Democrats were fired up last time, and a lot of our folks got caught sleeping and said, oh, Trump's done such a great job, and so much is going well, that people will recognize that. And it's like, that doesn't always how it works. The other side understands that when you do well, you're undermining their agenda, because if you use your policies and get things done, it makes it harder for them to make the case that they need to be replaced. And so we have to go out with an equal amount of excitement and enthusiasm that we did in 2016.
Amen to that, Sean Spicer. I've been saying you are totally echoing me on what I think here, because they didn't, like you said, they didn't see us coming last time. I mean, Hillary didn't even bother to campaign in Wisconsin. They will not make that mistake again. Do you think that, just based on what you've seen, has Donald Trump been able to expand the base enough to overcome? I mean, this almost 70 million votes were cast in 2008. The most we've ever gotten is just shy of 63 million nationwide. I'm afraid if they wave, even if we wave and we're bigger than we've ever been before, we still get crushed because there's more of them than there are of us. What do you think about that? Or has he expanded the base enough to overcome that?
That is sort of the million-dollar question. I think what he's done is solidified the base. There were a lot of people, including these never-Trumpers, who said, I don't know. And now people have seen the results of what he's gotten done. And people have said, okay, last time I might have not have been real enthusiastic. I might not have called my neighbors or put up a yard sign. But, wow, he actually kept his word. He got things done. And so now I'm going to double down on Trump in a way that I didn't maybe last cycle. So I think he has expanded it. I think especially what's going to surprise people is what I see in some of the polling anyway is where he's expanded the vote within the black community and the Latino community, which is despite the media narratives. And again, when you're playing in these close elections, it's not like you know we're not going to see Trump at 60% or a Democrat at 60%. We're talking literally a field goal in a lot of these battleground states.
Yeah, it makes me nervous every time I think about it, Sean Spicer. I mean, we saw this in the midterms. We lost the House and we waved. I mean, we didn't fall down. We came out in huge numbers, but we kept the Senate. So, nobody knows what's going to happen. Any other observations real quick? I know we got you for just a minute left on the South Carolina primary, the debate, any of that?
No, I think that we're going to see a lot. I mean, like I said, the question for South Carolina is whether Biden stays to fight another day. And then as we go into Super Tuesday, it's, is the Bloomberg message resonating? And how many people make it out of there? Because, again, if you're Amy Klobuchar and you're at 12, 13, 14%, yeah, that's great, but you walk away with nothing. And how do you, again, once you've got 35% of the delegates selected, how do you sort of claim to have a path forward, and why would a donor want to continue to fund you? So, Super Tuesday, I've got a new show coming out on Newsmax at 6 o'clock that I'm going to be able to start breaking all this down a lot more on a daily basis. So I can obviously still chat with you, but part of why, my goal is to get out there and explain to people kind of what you're doing every day. But at night at 6 o'clock and talk about what it all means and why it matters, because I think too often we're getting spoon fed. No one's getting the sort of behind the scenes stuff that you're doing every morning. And that's what the problem is that you get spoon fed this black and white, everything is one way or the other, when I think that it's a lot more nuanced.
Amen to that, Sean Spicer. You know, the thing that scares me the most that I see is when I see on my text line or my emails or somebody calls and says, oh, we got 2020 taken care of. Now let's worry about 2024. And I'm dude, no.
No. Please. Yeah, it's keep your eye on the prize.
Yeah.
I think last time you're right. I mean, what you just said a minute ago is extremely important. We thought that because we did so well, everyone was going to see it, and that's just not how it works.
No.
So I think people, you're right, and nothing can be taken for granted. I thought in 2018, too many people said, oh, this is a safe seat, and I've got plenty of friends of mine who are members of Congress in Texas who are no longer members of Congress because they were told, don't worry, you're safe, you'll be fine, you usually win by 10 points. And, the Democrats are fired up, they understand what's at stake, and we need to understand that we need to be equally excited.
Well, I am excited about your new show at 6 o'clock Eastern time, right, on Newsmax, Sean Spicer?
And that's right. And for anyone who just sort of wants to know where to go or whatever, if you just go to SeanSpicer.com, you can sign up. We'll send you an email, explain you where the show is, how to find it, et cetera, et cetera. But I think we're going to have some fun.
All right. Sean Spicer, thanks for stopping by this morning on 106.3 WORD.
Thank you very much.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oh, God. Did you hear what Bloomberg did last night? No, this is hysterical. The most hilarious Freudian slip ever. He's a nasty man, by the way. Take that, Ashley Judd. Nasty man, that one. Yeah, you know how he talks? He accidentally did it. He talks behind the scenes. He actually did it on the air last night. And he was talking about, you know, because Bloomberg used to be a Republican, right? So Democrats were banning that around. He said, I'm more Democrat than all of you. You know those 40 Democrats we got elected to Congress and you're stopping Trump? Yeah. I funded their campaign. That's how he thinks about people. I just buy them. Like they're a commodity. But then this is a guy who also laughed on camera about a father and the son, a father and a son who had both overdosed, both had drug addictions and overdosed. I mean, this is what you're dealing with. What a bunch of nasty pieces of work these people are. Take a listen to Bloomberg's hilarious Freudian slip last night. And keep in mind as you listen to this, okay? This is a dude who's like, I'm just going to buy whatever I want. I'm going to buy the primary. I'm going to buy, you know, some congressmen. I'm going to buy them. You're going to buy a place for the minority representatives who were not on that Lily White stage last night because they actually had the rules apply to them? No, he's not buying that. You buy whatever you want in the Democrat Party, and Bloomberg knows it.
Let's just go on the record. They talk about 40 Democrats. 21 of those were people that I spent $100 million to help elect. All of the new Democrats that came in and put Nancy Pelosi in charge and gave the Congress the ability to control this president, I got them. Number two.
I bought them. I mean, I just buy them. All those people online that like me, I bought them too. $2,500 a pop. Just to tweet some nice things about Bloomberg. Heck, I'd do that for $2,500. I'm sure there's something. If I thought really hard, I could find something nice about Bloomberg. Wouldn't be much, though. Texter writes, gosh, a Democrat thinks he can buy people? Yeah, apparently. Another texter writes, I personally believe the Democrats' best tactic has been wearing people down. Oh, you are so right about this. Wearing people down who don't care much for politics but have had to pay attention and have it shoved down their throats on social media and the drive-by media. Texter writes, speaking of what's at stake, have you seen the wise Latina lately? She looks worse than Ginsburg. Trump might get two SCOTUS picks. I don't like to speculate on that. I haven't seen her lately. Texter writes, if Republicans were going to show up and vote in the Democrat primary, who would you suggest voting for to upset the apple cart? I'm not voting in the primary, okay? But I think it's Biden. I think it's Biden. Let me tell you why. You go to Real Clear Politics. I like to go there, right? She's got all the latest polls. Poll after poll after poll after poll. Bloomberg's somewhere between 15 and 20. Biden's like somewhere between 15 and 20. Okay, so 15 plus 15. Even Common Core math, that's 30. Where's Bernie? 20 to 25. So if Biden doesn't win this primary in South Carolina, guess what? Biden drops out. And guess what happens? Bloomberg pulls ahead of Bernie. That's what happens. And that's not good, folks. He said he's going to drop $2 billion. Look at the guy. He's been able to buy his way to 20% in 10 weeks. He can be whatever he wants with $2 billion. He can't. It doesn't matter what he said. And by the way, all that stuff he said in his terrible debate performance, it hasn't hurt him one iota. He's still going up in the polls. Watch that one, folks. So, I mean, to me, the worst outcome of this primary is Biden gets defeated and he's done before Super Tuesday. Not good. I'd vote Biden, but I'm not voting. I'm not voting.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.